With the kids jingle belling and 720 WGN, it is Dane here with you until 2 in for John. And you look outside, you know, with even with all the warm, festive, you know, situations with family and friends, and people are enjoying maybe a little bit of time off, they still look out the window, or when you walk outside, it's gloomy. It isn't necessarily a place weather-wise you'd want to be, but you have an opportunity to kind of shape where you want to be, go to a bunch of different places as part of the Holiday Inn Club Vacations. Excited to have on the line James Kuhn. He's a general manager of a place a lot of people would rather be, Tahoe Ridge Resort. James, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. Great to be here.
Oh, it's great to have you. We're going to learn a little bit about this. I'm somewhat familiar. I had an opportunity last New Year's or somewhere right around there to be able to be down in Orange Lake, which is one of your great situations. I know we're doing some things on the El Bandito Yankee side, but just for the listeners that are not that familiar with it, they hear a lot of things about whether it's timeshare and some of those, and there's been a lot of negativity about that general industry, but you guys are doing it right in a big way. So kind of shape a little bit and share the vacation club.
Well, I appreciate it, Dane. Thanks a lot. The vacation club, you know, it's really, you're right, that the timeshare does kind of seem to have a negative connotation, but I tell you, we've got hundreds of thousands of happy owners, and I've started my career at Orange Lake down there where you stayed at, and it's just amazing. You know, I grew up in western South Dakota, so I'm from kind of a small town. At Orange Lake, there's 15,000 guests on the property. It's over 2,500 acres. It's right next to Disney, so it's a small city that you really don't have to leave the resort. You can be floating on the lazy river, you can go to the restaurants and bars, or you can leave and go right around the corner and go to Disney. So it's just really a interesting concept. And I'll tell you, in Lake Tahoe here, it's fascinating. We've had owners at this specific resort that have owned for over 40 years. And I stand in the lobby every Friday and welcome people in just to talk to guests. And it's amazing the multi-generation families. I met a lady on Friday. She said, I've been coming here since 3 years old. You can see I'm not three anymore, and she's probably in her 30s. So it was just really, really neat. It's a great concept for those that really want to just plan on vacations.
Yeah, when you think about this Holiday Inn, what a great name, what a great brand to be attached with. I no sponsorship or anything attached to any of this, but I stay at like Holiday Inn Expresses, you know, when I travel, just because it's a consistent experience. When it comes to the experience for, you know, for the vacation club, for the owners, what are some of the things that you feel as a guy who's on that other side that keep them either coming back, staying, enjoying it, visiting it? You know, what are some of the benefits that people enjoy with the club?
Well, you hit the nail on the head there too, Dane. Is the relationship that we have, it's a strategic alliance for 100 years. So we're going to be Holiday Inn for the rest of my life and many, many years to come. And the benefit of that is that we have to uphold certain standards. So like you mentioned, the Holiday Inn Express, if you go there, people expect a clean room, they expect a complimentary breakfast, they expect the Holiday Inn Express standards. So we also have to answer to IHG, who keeps the standards for us, and they come to our resorts and audit it. And so it's just a nice way for all of our 32 resorts, 28 in the U.S. and 4 in Mexico, to come the guests to realize that they can expect that certain experience, because we have standards that we're forced to uphold as operators.
As much as the consistency is there and people do look for that, I think one of the strengths of what it is that you guys are doing is that individuality of the resorts themselves. They are all very different. They're very different, where you can experience sort of a little bit of that community or that region, and it gets built into the experience that the guests have. You know, whether it's, you mentioned Orange Lake, you know, you've got the golf and it's near some of the theme parks, but there's other places like where you are, Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe is one of the interesting ones, right? Because I think regardless of the time of year, whether it's winter or whether it's summer, it's still a very different place in each one of those seasons, but a very cool place to be.
Well, it sure is, and I'll just backtrack a little bit, because I started at Orange Lake, and then I got promoted to Scottsdale, Arizona, which is basically the Beverly Hills of Phoenix, so it's just so nice to have a timeshare there right next to the Phoenix Open, where it's held. That's the second largest one-day sporting event out in the country outside the Indy 500, so that's neat just to have a property there in Phoenix. And then from there, I transferred over to the Texas Hill Country, and I didn't really know much about Texas. I kind of thought it was all flat and boring, because I've been to West Texas. But the Hill Country, that resort there is located 60 miles from downtown San Antonio, 60 miles from Austin. So you can fly into either one, rent a car, drive through the beautiful Hill Country, and I grew up in South Dakota. It kind of reminds me of a little mini Black Hills, just kind of up and down curvy roads. But to get back to Lake Tahoe, I've only been out here for 4 months on the job, and I was surprised to hear that the summer is actually busier than the winter time. So it just shows that people love to come to the mountains to cool off and go boating or paddleboarding on the lake. And there's some hiking trails that are just off our Nagel 10 building here, so people can kind of go get lost in the woods and get connected to nature. It's really unbelievable, and the views here are just spectacular.
Yeah, we'll have some links up at WGNradio.com for that as well. And you've mentioned being, you know, either obviously you've been positioned at one place as opposed to another place and kind of leading the way in those locations. But, and you've mentioned some of the owners where they have that attachment to one resort over another, but of course, access to the rest. We're going to find out how all of that works and how people get involved, and maybe they have some favorites, but ways that they can branch out and see some of the other, you mentioned 32 in this country, and then you've got some new ones in Mexico we're going to hear about as well. So keep it here. We're going to continue our conversation with James Kuhn from Holiday Inn Club Resorts. When we come back, it's staying here on 720 WGN.
On air, online, all the time. Chicago WGN.
720. WGN, it is Dane here in for John until 2 p.m. with you. It is the day after Christmas. People are thinking to themselves, what can I do? I got this gift. I got that gift. Have to return something. I wish I got another gift, which would be a great vacation. The guy on the line can help us with that. It is James Kuhn. He is with Holiday Inn Club Vacations. He's out in Lake Tahoe right now, which is a place a lot of people want to be, but there's other locations you can hear about as well. James, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. And I just heard the advertisement at Lake Geneva. We actually have a property up there, too, so that's great for people in the Chicago market.
Yeah, this was planned. This was very planned. So talk about it. You've mentioned a couple times that guests or owners, as you say, you know, they have sort of a home base, a resort that they have a membership with or where they have a property with. But then, of course, I think one of the strengths of the club is that you can enjoy them all. So how does it work? Like, for people that want to hear that and get involved and experience some of this, how do they do it?
Well, it started back in the early 80s. Our founder, Mr. Kemmons Wilson, who was the founder of Holiday Inn back in the 50s, he bought the property there, Orange Lake, which you stayed at there in Florida. And they sold a product called a fixed unit. So that was basically you buy unit number 59, and you come there week 42, and you go there every year, no matter what. That's your week, and you're going to Florida no matter what. So as the industry and our company evolved, it's developed into more of a points-based system. So now it's instead of buying one unit, one specific location, you can buy a multitude of points, and you can use those points to travel all over the country, or even to our four new resorts in Mexico. And it just offers our owners and members more flexibility. I mean, there are people that still, they will only come to Lake Tahoe every year, they only go to Orlando every year, but many, many of our owners are finding out the flexibility of the program is just really worth buying into.
Yeah, I mean, even when there's events that are going on, sometimes it's vacation specific, hey, it's winter vacation, this is when we go, or this is summer vacation, this is when we go. You mentioned with the Phoenix Open, I've been to that. That's crazy. I know that the property there gets really busy and a lot of people excited to stay there for that. Or when, so in Phoenix, it was there when the Super Bowl was there. I know your property was big in that. And then later on, you know, when the Super Bowl itself was again in Las Vegas, you know, and you guys have a property right near the Sphere. So there's a lot of just kind of, you know, different circumstances where people decide where to go.
Well, it sure is. And during my time in Scottsdale during the Phoenix Open, it was so great just to see the owners check in. You could just see that they just walked through the door beaming because they brought like 5-10 family members, and they're using their timeshare to go to this one-of-a-kind event at the Phoenix Open. And we're also seeing that now in Las Vegas with the F1 race. That's been year two is on the books there, and the F1 track actually goes right in front of our entrance. So the Holiday Inn Club Vacations monument sign is on the track. They go in front of the resort. They take a quick right turn and they run around the Sphere, and the Sphere is actually right next to the resort too. So I've stayed there a couple times myself, and I just sit outside and look at that thing because it's just unbelievable. It's right next there in our backyard.
It's like a tourist. I mean, it is a tourist attraction, right? And for all the things that happen inside of it, the concerts and the different events that happen inside the Sphere. And for people who haven't been, you've probably seen pictures of it. It's a giant, well, Sphere. It's a big ball. But even on the outside, like you said, James, you know, if you just get a chance to watch it, it's kind of entertaining just to sit there and stare at it from wherever you are.
Well, it sure is. The smiley face is the one that just amazing. The eyes follow you around. It's really fascinating the technology.
Okay, think about this. As you guys continue to grow, and that's maybe a testament to the company too, not only having you guys move around and bring sort of fresh perspectives to different resorts, but also adding new resorts to the family. And you mentioned the new ones that are down there in Mexico. So talk about that, you know, what those places have as far as amenities and what people are really enjoying there.
Well, we acquired Royal Resorts with the portfolio. There's four resorts in and around Cancun, Mexico. And it just seems like a match made in heaven, really, because it's just their company is about 30 years old and just kind of a smaller company that's built up around Cancun. And they were just looking for a partner to partner with in the timeshare business, because that is kind of the way the industry is going. A lot of the smaller developers, or even the ones that aren't attached to a brand name, are starting to look to partner with a brand name. So it was a perfect match, just because we needed to expand into Mexico. And I was shocked to hear our CEO, John Staten, mentioned, I thought he said about 80% of all Cancun visitors are from the U.S. So that was perfect for our ownership. And I've actually stayed at two of them down there, and you can buy the all-inclusive packages as well, and it is unbelievable.
That's pretty great. Those are, you know, the all-inclusive situations are pretty great. You know, wherever you can get them, you know, certainly with you guys is good. But, you know, if you can get them anywhere, those are great, because especially if you have kids, it's, you know, it's expensive to keep them fed and they're constantly asking for food. I don't know if it's something, yeah, and you feel because they're young and can't buy their own food that you're obligated to go ahead and give that to them. So, James, before we let you go, give information about how people that are hearing this and saying, hey, maybe I want to become an owner or get in on this or travel or see some of the things. And then here's the other thing, too, is you don't have to be a member or an owner to participate and to stay at some of the resorts. So you can get an opportunity and check some of these places out in advance and see if it's right for you. Where can they go for more information?
Well, absolutely, Dane. You can go to holidayinclub.com. That has some of our offers to check out our properties, maybe potentially become an owner. And that's got all the resorts listed. And as you mentioned, we do have a rental component, too. So if guests, if they don't want to buy into the membership, no problem. They can go to ihg.com. And that's where you can book any type of hotel stay for Holiday Express, Intercontinental, Crowne Plaza, or Holiday Inn Club Vacation. So even if people just want to get out of Chicago and come to Lake Tahoe, go skiing, they can just rent a room, try out the product, and maybe come back and check out the ownership program. So,
what's your favorite? Like, do you have, I mean, obviously you're partial to Tahoe, but you've been around and you've seen some of them. And then how does that work? Do you say, is James like put in, say like, hey, I need to shake it up, I need to keep it fresh, I want to go someplace else. And then you just say the words, surprise me. Or do you put in, because, you know, you went from Texas and you went from, you know, whether it's Phoenix and something, or is it like a point system, just like anything else? Say, hey, I've got some seniority, I can kind of pick and choose. How does that work?
Well, this is a great company to work for, because they have a program for the employees called Club Go, which basically gives the team members, if you're a dishwasher or you're a vice president, you actually get points to use, because the company wants to encourage employees to go around and use the points so we can have conversations and with our owners and talk about that. So I think my favorite, and since we're in Chicago, I'll say that my favorite is wherever the Minnesota Vikings are playing. I like to travel and watch the Vikings play, and I've used a lot of our resorts to stay and watch the Vikings, so Skol Vikings.
You know, this is the home of the very disappointing Chicago Bears. I don't know if you're aware of that, but that's okay. Everybody's piling on, and they certainly deserve that. Last thing, James, as we let you go, give that website one more time, or social media, where people can get more information and get in on things.
So it's holidayinclub.com. And or you can go to ihg.com.
We'll have links up at wgnradio.com, and hopefully people get out and see you and then see the other places all around the country. Thanks, James. We're going to let you get back to it. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
My pleasure. Appreciate the opportunity, Dane. Thanks.
All right, we're going to take a break. And we come back, you think, hey, New Year's, it's coming up. New Year's Eve, you're going to want to be stocked up with all the best stuff.